Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 355, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
Doing okay, Pods. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Good.
What's new?
Nothing.
You happy about the college football playoff field being set? What do you think about Notre Dame getting in, the frauds?
It's unbelievable. My buddy Nate, we always go back and forth about college football, and he asked me, and I said, normally I can understand, okay, one loss team, you lost in your conference championship, okay. But You barely beat Clemson without Trevor Lawrence.
Right. And then when they
he's back and they just absolutely toast you, okay?
Right.
And your only win, quote, good win was against North Carolina, which didn't turn out to be all that great.
Right. Well, it's also a joke. Ohio State could play like three games to get in, too.
Yeah, but I get it. Everybody says that they are one of the four best.
And this whole season's wacky anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care.
I mean, A&M didn't have that great of a claim to it over Notre Dame. They don't have many good wins either.
Well, that's
they said they only have one ranked win, you know, and they got smoked by Alabama.
Yeah, they got smoked by Alabama. Then they beat Florida
right
on a last-second field goal. So then everybody said, well, that normally would have been a good win, but because Florida lost to LSU, well, Florida's still one of the best teams in the SEC. I mean,
right.
I don't like moral victories, but they played. They were right there with Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't. They can play with the elite. So to take the Florida win again, like off of A&M, I think is kind of weak.
And then that fourth team that always gets in, they always get their doors blown off anyway. So if it was A&M or Notre Dame or Cincinnati or anybody else you want to insert in that fourth spot, Alabama's going to beat them by 40, no matter who it is. So whoever says it, like if you put Notre Dame in and they lose by 40, everyone's going to see they didn't deserve it. But A&M probably will lose by 40 as well.
I'm not a Louisville guy, but then again, I don't have the eyeballs to back it up because I haven't watched a second of any of their games. I mean, yeah. I probably would have put A&M in only because I'm an SEC homer and I've watched a little bit of them. But Notre Dame. I mean, they're typical. They're always way overranked.
Right.
And then when they have to play a big game, they get smoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was even at home, right? That was in South Bend when they beat Clemson.
Right.
Yep. And they stormed the field. Can you imagine Notre Dame storming the field on somebody's backup quarterback?
I know.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Well, especially if you're
a top
one of the
five
top
teams. Right.
You know, if Florida's three and they beat Alabama in the swamp, I would be appalled if they rushed the field. I mean, appalled.
Right. Yeah. With Alabama's starting quarterback injured, especially.
Right.
On top of everything else, yeah.
Yeah, Mac Jones, holy mackerel, he's insane. That team's ridiculous. Did you watch any of that game?
No, I didn't watch. I watched some of the Clemson Notre Dame game.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. Oh, my God, Alabama's just they're like an NFL team. They're just beasts. Their running backs run right over you.
It's impossible to compete with. It really is.
The quarterback's got a pro arm. The wide receivers are fast.
Well, a lot of people are saying the wide receiver for Alabama is probably the best player in the country.
Yeah. But tight end from Florida is pretty damn good too.
Yeah, he's good too. Speaking of Florida, though, that they said that kid's out of the hospital, the basketball player.
Oof.
That they haven't said what happened yet, but thank God.
I mean, that was a tough deal, huh?
Yeah, glad to hear he's doing better, out of the hospital already. That's good. So anyway, what else is new in your neck of the woods? I hear you might be playing golf on Christmas. You found a good rate.
Yeah. By the way, Christmas, it's going to be the coldest in 2 decades.
Oh, down there? Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it going to be one of those days where I can post it's warmer in Cranston than it is in...
No, because I think overnight it's going to get 36 degrees.
Oh, yeah. The low overnight on Christmas Eve going into Christmas, the low is going to be like 45. It's going to be 55 on Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be 57 here, so it might be warmer there than it is here. I'll be able to post that.
I can't wait.
Isn't that great when you can post that?
Now it's warmer here than it is down there, Ponce. Don't you wish you were living here?
We're supposed to be getting like flooding, like 2-3 inches of rain on Christmas Eve night with like 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, Jesus.
At least it's not snow, right?
I guess. Another nor'easter?
If it's considered a nor'easter or not.
But. Yeah, it looks like, though, I did get a good rate at the Preserve on Christmas Day.
You locked it in?
I locked that bad boy in.
So you said this place is just a dump, right?
Yeah, I played it last year with old Phil, and it was just an absolute cow pasture. I was playing poorly, and I was almost done after 9.
Yeah, one of those.
Because it was one of those, like, what do you want to hit? Well, you want to hit your 180 club off the tee, because nothing better than hitting your 180 club off a tee.
Oh, you can't even hit driver?
Yeah, on one of these holes. I hit, like, a little 7-iron or a 6-iron, just smoke it. Oh, that's in the creek pods. Oh, that's great. So now I'm drop 1-in, 2-out, hitting 3. And, like, some of the fairways, like, literally, like, if you were an inch off, you were in the woods.
Oh, it was just, like, jammed into, like, a small – so it's, like, a short course, like, a rinky-dink.
Houses, condos, just garbage. This place is a garbage track.
And it just gets cheap rates, and it gets tons of people, the cheapos that want to play.
Oh, yeah, you saw the rates, didn't you, for Christmas Day pots? Everything's closed.
They're the only game in town, and they still can't charge over $25, huh?
Sarah Bay just said we're closing at 3, so try to just be off the course by 3 on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, yeah. And they don't care. If you're walking, they don't really care, I guess.
No, I mean, because I store there, but if you want to get out of there, I can put it in my trunk. It's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to try to tee it up on Christmas Eve or no?
Yeah, we're playing Christmas Eve in the morning, though.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Your normal crew?
Yeah.
You have a regular game now? You're part of the money game?
We played with our regular crew, and then John brought a guest, his neighbor, so he played. So I won all 3 matches this afternoon.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, Pods. I won $6. We play 3 6-hole matches. It's fun.
Nice.
So then your Pods
$2 a match?
$2 a match, and you always have your Pods.
Oh, and but good someone different each... Is it
yeah, so you have 3 different partners, yeah, which so makes
you play
it
with
really...
everybody. Yeah,
yeah, you play with everybody. It makes it fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm so cheap that it was nice because I won the first match, so now the worst I can lose is 2.
So you're thinking that, huh?
That's all I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm 2 up. If I lose 4, now I'm a net losing $2.
You don't want to lose 6. You don't want to be pulling the $5 out of your pocket.
Lose to 6. I hate losing $6.
The 5 and the 1 is tough.
It's awful. I got to go in my shoebox before I go play because I never have cash. So I got to pull a few ones out, make sure I tip the cart guys. It's awful.
What's your Venmo, Pards? You won the $2 Nassau. What's your Venmo?
Yeah, well, Reese already said, he always says, Hurley, for the 19th time, I don't have Venmo. Bring your damn cash. I'm not covering you.
That's funny.
Yeah, but it was class. I hit 8 fairways today. I played pretty well. So then sure as hell on 18, I par 16, par 17, 18, smoke a drive. I'm feeling
that's
good.
The par 5, right?
Yep. They're back-to-back par 5s.
Oh, so you can really score at the end of your round.
Great finishing holes, Pods. Great finishing holes. And both you can get there in 2. Great finishing holes. So I got a layup because I'm back a little bit. So I hit 9-iron because there's a big creek about 100 yards in front of the green. So there's really no reason to try to blast it because now you got 40 yards in.
Right.
If you hit a good shot, and who wants 40 yards in? So take 9-iron. I'm going to hit it up in front of the creek, blah, blah. I hit a big old ground ball into the fairway bunker. So now I'm irritated. So I got a good lip. I'm like, let me just try to hit a 9-iron. I hit a 9-iron, catch it square, goes right in front of the creek, hit a gap wedge to about 10 feet, 2-putt, get out of there with a bogey. That's a good bogey.
Yeah, that's not a bad bogey.
That's a good bogey. So Duffy, he's a consummate ball buster. He says, Hurley, you got to work on your short game. He goes, you know, you're putting from 40 yards. He goes, I play with you 5 times. He goes, you hit the ball good. He goes, there's no reason you can't shoot 85 every time you go out. He's like, what'd you shoot today? I'm like, 92. He's like, yeah, because you're leaving 7 or 8 shots out there.
Because you're putting from 92 yards. Because you can't
chip. Yeah, you can't chip. It's just killing me. Like, literally, like, I'll hit the middle of fairway. I got 9-iron. I pull it, and I'm over the bunker. And now I'm like, I could leave this at my feet. I could pull it over. You know, I'm making 6s when I should easily be making 5s.
Right, there's no
reason. An even 2-putt and you're making your bogey. But
you're not going to make up and down every time, but you'll get 2 or 3, and then the rest should be bogeys.
Right, but they shouldn't be doubles.
Right, exactly.
You know, just to make the doubles from 122 in is just so irritating.
It's tough when you know you have to hit a green to make a par. If you miss the green, you're just toast.
Right.
Unless you can putt it off the fringe or something. Even that, it's tough. I mean, you could putt from 30 yards, but you're not very accurate. You're just trying to avoid a disaster.
You're trying to avoid a disaster. I know I can get it onto the green with my putter.
Which is not a good attitude to have, like you said, when you putted around the bunker the other day instead of trying to chip over it.
When I putted it around the bunker to give myself a 40-foot putt as opposed to taking a chance, right?
Yeah, that's bad. That's all awful. In between the ears, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
And you're a mechanic, but you just know it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Because that's why I got to take lessons. Because I said, yeah, I can go and practice all I want, but if I don't practice good technique and I got the yips, I'm just practicing bad things. Yeah. Like I'm good enough to I'm going to hit a 60 degree and I'm going to throw it right over the bunker and it's going to land to 2 feet, but then I'm going to hit 7 bad.
Yeah, you might get lucky and do it once in a while.
Yeah,
get it right. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Yeah, go ahead, Pots.
This one is from Harpoon Brewery. It's a Dunkin' Donuts collaboration. Look at that.
Oh, another Dunkin' Donuts beer.
Jelly Donut IPA.
Oh, that looks like absolute mud.
So this is an India Pale Ale brewed with donuts and raspberry puree with natural and artificial flavors and artificial colors added. It's actually brewed with donuts in it. It smells pretty good. One sip, everybody knows the rules. Harpoon, Dunkin', Jelly Donut IPA. What do we got here for alcohol on this one? 5.7. One sip, everybody knows the rules. Ooh, wow. Wow, that is good. That is surprisingly good. I was not expecting to like that. It's got like, did you ever have the are you a donut guy once in a while?
Yeah, sure. Dunkin' Donuts, sure.
You ever get the, you know, the jelly sticks that have like coconut on it?
Yeah.
And it has like the raspberry jelly inside?
Yes.
It tastes exactly like that.
Really?
Not even like beer. It just tastes exactly like a jelly stick, a coconut jelly stick from Dunkin' Donuts.
So exactly like it. Couple of those, you might need to go put some insulin in.
Yeah, that's possible. But that tastes, it's amazing how much it tastes like that. They did a fantastic job making it taste like what they say. I gotta give this thing a rating. I'm impressed by this. I don't think I could drink like 4 or 5 of these, but as a novelty, man, this is good. I'm gonna give it an 8.7.
8.7, partner. It's
very good. Very, very good. Surprisingly good. On that note, we should probably take our first break. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right.
Grab some holly and mistletoe, cause we're gonna go out tonight. We're gonna bask in the electric glow of a million little colored lights. We got a lot to do before the dawn, so the minimum of introspection. Put your your mittens on, shaking jingle bells in my direction. Sometimes I feel like a big snowman that's falling under a pile. Right, I'm on top of the world, gonna bring it around somehow. Christmas has started now. Oh yeah, Christmas has started now. That's right, Christmas has started now. On the walk, this is the time for procrastination. We're gonna trim the tree and deck the hall. That's gonna be a celebration. Just a few short hours till Santa comes.
All right, we are back from break. This is episode number 355 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. This week we're gonna talk about our top five things at Walt Disney World.
Hey, before we start, I have to tell you something that Duffy said today. So the guy who was a guest, we're on a par three, and he hits a shot in the bunker, and then he leaves it in the bunker, and then he leaves it in the bunker again.
Oh.
And then he gets out, but he's on the fringe.
Oh, boy.
And then he chips up, and then he made a 15-foot putt.
Oh, so he's you said, did you say nice putt?
So Duffy said that's like putting whipped cream on poop. And he said, I hope you know what I mean. It was a great putt, but you know, it was meaningless. But that's a good one, isn't it?
And yeah,
I've heard the S word, but
I've heard something to that effect before.
To that effect, it's fantastic. Because how many times have you been like, I'm out, and then like you go to putt it anyways, and you drain like a 40 footer.
Yeah, 25 footer for nine. That does tip the cup.
Good roll, thanks, Pets.
That one almost makes you more mad, doesn't it? When
sometimes
you drain that putt for like a seven on a par four and you just want to throw the ball into the woods after that.
Yeah, sometimes it does mess with you.
Yeah.
Because it's just a golf cart's just giving you the big old middle finger,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's like, here you go.
we played a par three the other day. So I hit an 8-iron and it caught the tree to the right and dropped down before the creek. I'm like, oh man, I'm before the creek. So I go to chip, just a little bump and run 8-iron. It goes over the green, and it stays up because there's a creek that runs all the way around. So now I take my 60-degree, and I try to be cute, and I hit it to the back of the green, and it comes back. So now I'm on the fringe, and I take out a pitching wedge because I could care less, and I can't chip. And I looked at my partner who was putting there, and I said, I'll show you the line, right? Yeah. So I got my pitcher, do a little bump and run, little left to right boop in the hole for a bogey.
There you go.
And I even said, that's a hell of a bogey. And everybody was like, that is a hell of a bogey.
All right. Get the chip in after, you don't care. Doesn't matter. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right. On that note, do you have your top five list at the ready here?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good boy.
Well, do you want to start or shall I start?
It's up to you. Flip a coin. Right.
I have the honor. Please play away. So my number five top thing at Christmas time at Walt Disney World, I'm kind of lumping everything in to this because this is the only one I've been on, and it's the Jingle Cruise, but I like the ride overlays at Christmas time. I haven't, when they started doing them, I think the Jingle Cruise was the only one they were doing the last time I'd been down there at Christmas time. I know now they do the Living with the Land, and I think they did some stuff at the party last year, right? Like the teacups were a little different, and Space Mountain was a little different. So I'm going to say the ride overlays in general, but specifically the Jingle Cruise, because that's the only one I've been on.
Okay.
What I really like about that is that even the queue is very different. They put a lot of the decorations and they change the music in the queue where you hear like the old radio station playing. And I like that. And then obviously hearing some of the new cheesy jokes is very fun. So Jingle Cruise is my number five. What are your thoughts on that?
I like it. I like the Jingle Cruise.
Yeah. Now we're both on the record. We both like the Jungle Cruise.
Correct.
Anyway, but it's nice to have a little change up once in a while.
Yep. And it doesn't change a ton. Like, I mean, story's still the story. They still, but to see the lights out there while you're out there.
There's a few different things, and they can work in a couple stupid jokes.
A few different ones,
which is good. We like that. Yeah, so if that was like your only time ever going on the Jungle Cruise, you wouldn't be like, oh, they ruined it. Because it's pretty, it's essentially the same thing. It's
oh, just of course it is.
Some Christmas jokes and a couple cheesy decorations out there.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, living with the land is so good.
Yeah, I gotta, that's one I need to get on at the Christmas.
And you can scroll through our old videos a year ago. I did put up a bunch of Christmas
overlays. That's right.
Overlays.
Yeah. Go to youtube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. All right, what's your number five, sir?
Restaurants. Ooh. I love the restaurants at Christmas time.
Why is that? In what regard?
Because they're all decorated. Last year we were at Hollywood Brown Derby,
mm-hmm.
and it gets darker earlier, so it just the rest. It was so dark in that restaurant, and to have the lights and the poinsettias.
Yeah,
I just like being in their signatures and just sit down, relax. And be there for an hour and a half and just have good conversation before the holidays.
In the holidays. See, I didn't know if you meant like the maybe some of the seasonal menu items or anything like that, but just nope. The ambiance and
just the atmosphere. Yep, just the atmosphere.
Yeah. It feels a little different at Christmas time, especially when they put in the, it's not like over the top decoration, just the subtle things.
Yeah. It gives you the feel that you're home for the holidays and you're going out.
I got you. Yeah, that's what I understand that. That makes sense to me. How about number four? What do I have for number four? My number four is the music loop on Main Street USA, the Christmas music loop. Not necessarily the decorations, which I like, but I like the old ones better.
Okay.
But the music loop on Main Street USA at Christmas can't be beat. It's so good. It's still not as good as the Epcot entrance loop normal, but it's up there. Is one of the best ones. Just puts you right in the Christmas. Like I know that a couple times I was there like November 1st and it went from Halloween to Christmas essentially overnight.
Yeah.
And you go in on November 1st or November 2nd and they're playing the Christmas music on Main Street and you're like, yep, I'm ready. It's Christmas time now. It just gets you right in the mood.
Yep.
It's perfect. It's not over the top. It's mostly instrumentals just kind of in the background, but it just gives you that little pep in your step, gets you ready for Christmas.
So I'll shoehorn because that was my number four, but it was just Main Street USA because I love the Christmas tree at the entrance.
That is nice. That's a beautiful tree.
That's just my favorite. It's just, but I agree with the music because when we went last week, we went at night. Like I said, we were only there for a couple hours. And as soon as we got off the boat, I just heard the music.
Mm.
I just love, love, love the Main Street Christmas music.
Yeah, it's so good. And then you get in, and like you said, that Christmas tree is just a traditional green Christmas tree with the garland and the lights and the, you know, the tradition, like the Animal Kingdom one I like, but it's obviously themed to Animal Kingdom. Epcot's theme, you know, they're all themed a little differently, but that one's just like the traditional Christmas tree, and it's just perfect, like you said. That is the best one. Are you including even the hotel Christmas trees in there? Main Street's still the best one?
I mean, yeah, I love Grand Floridian Wilderness Lodge, but there's just something about the Magic Kingdom.
I agree with that.
And I think especially because I've always wanted to go around Christmas time and never went, now I can go all the time.
And it just is, it's special. It's still special.
There's just something about being there around Christmas that if you have the opportunity, you have to do it just once. Just it's good. So nice.
I agree with that. I got a tag stick on my head over here. My number three I have is not going on this year due to COVID, but the Storytellers at Epcot. Just going around World Showcase and listening to the different holiday storytellers at each of the countries telling you the traditions between whether it's like Santa Claus or in like China or Japan where they talk about like winter solstice celebrations, things like that. I just love that that's something they do and that it's, you can actually learn and it's interesting, but it still gets you in the holiday spirit. It's like a perfect thing for Epcot and like perfect for people like us who just like walking around World Showcase and taking in the sights and the sounds. It just adds so much to it that you could just be walking by in like Germany and you just see like Santa Claus come out and you could stop and listen to the story of how it is in Germany and, you know, France, England, Mexico, you know, obviously all the countries have something a little different. And it's just, I don't know. I love that. And that's one of my favorite things to do at Epcot when you're there during Christmas. And it's kind of stinks that it's not there this year, but hopefully it'll
be. My question is it going to be there next year in 2022, 2023, or do you think?
I don't know. I hope so. Yes, I'm going to say it will come back. I think enough people like that it'll come back. But I've been wrong before, Bill. What do you have for number three?
The resort lobbies.
That's a good one. I kind of figured that would be on your list. I didn't put it on mine, but the lobbies are just so, especially at the deluxes.
Oh, yeah.
But all of them, though, like even like you think about like Pop Century, they put up a nice tree. And
I love Pop Century's lobby at Christmas. I love their lobby at Christmas.
Right. That's what I mean. So it's not like, obviously, you're not going to hang out as much.
Yeah, you're not going to sit at the,
There's not anything to do because everything else is out away from it. But they still, they do it up at all of them. But the deluxe ones are just so nice you can hang out there.
Right.
Even Animal Kingdom. Like, I remember you went, that was last year, right? You went to Animal Kingdom around Christmas?
No, it was because it was Super Bowl.
Oh, all right. For some reason, I thought you went there and saw the tree at Animal Kingdom.
No. I was there at one time around because I do have pictures.
Oh, okay.
So it might have been a few years. We might have went to Boma.
Maybe, yeah.
For dinner at around Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like Wilderness Lodge, that's my favorite lobby at Christmas time. But, you know, Grand Floridian is just so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The Poly's okay. It's not a place I think of when I think of like Christmas, but it's fine. Even Contemporary, I don't love it. Their lobby, but you know, Grand Floridian Wilderness Lodge.
I love the Christmas tree outside the Contemporary, though.
That's nice, yeah. No, that's true. What are we on to? Number two here?
Mm-hmm.
So my number two is the decorations at Hollywood Studios around like the Echo Lake area.
See, I knew you were going to say that.
You did?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I'm always on about that. That's my favorite. I think that's the best decorated park at Christmas is Hollywood Studios. The only problem is just a small area, but they go all out with that like retro 40s and 50s era decorations that I just love. And the music's good. They play like the pop hits from like the 50s and stuff. A lot of Bing Crosby, Perry Como, all that stuff. I love it. What do you have for number two?
I've been flip-flopping one and two the whole time. So I think I'm gonna put my number one as number two.
Oh,
so that you can beat me up for my number one. So my number
time out, we're gonna do a switch here.
My number two is the Candlelight Processional.
That's a good one. You know, I not that I forgot about it, but it kind of fell off my radar. But yeah, that's so. I only did that once, a long time ago.
So it's so true. Like we do it now every year. Obviously not this year, but we do it every year. We just love it.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's just a nice thing to have, to be able to go to. And they do it so well, but it's also like the traditional story of Christmas, which you don't really get a lot in anywhere.
Right.
At this point, not just Disney, but anywhere.
No, so the fact that
they still do it is actually pretty amazing if you think about it. But yeah, it's a really nice, they do it well and, you know, the choirs and the bell, everything, the storytellers are all unique and most of them are very good. Like you saw what, Cal Ripken Jr.?
Yeah, so Jr. might have been my first one.
Yeah.
Or my second one. We saw,
and then you saw one of the Broadway guy, right?
Yeah, we saw who was a guy? He did from The Lion King.
Right. He was in The Lion King.
I forget what his name was. Then we saw somebody from one of ABC's TV shows.
I think I saw Gina Davis the time we did it. Yeah, that's a good. That's great. I mean, Epcot, not this year. They took away pretty much all the good stuff at the holidays for Epcot this year, but Epcot's like sneaky underrated for Christmas.
And the other thing that I think is so fantastic is like they have that cookie crumb.
Oh, yeah.
So you got like a couple of like gingerbread cookies and brought them in and got hot chocolates.
This is perfect.
So it's just perfect with the hot chocolate and the cookies.
That's nice. All right, my number one thing at Disney World, and you might kill me for this one, and I couldn't decide. I was going to say just the parade or just the fireworks, but just the Mickey's Christmas party at Magic Kingdom.
You know, that was going to be on my list when we first talked about, when you first sent me this a day or two ago.
Yeah.
That was going to, and I totally forgot to put it on my list because once upon a Christmas time at Christmas.
And you loved it when you went last year.
I loved it. Loved it. And,
I love the
parade. Is also full length on our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com. Search for us at WDW. Beyond the Gates. Go ahead, Billy.
No, I love the parade and I love the fireworks. So just the whole thing, I couldn't pick between the two. So I just want to say the whole like hard ticketed party is my number one. Just for those two things, the fireworks and the parade.
So you like the hard ticketed party?
I don't generally, but I like that one to go like once. Like I want to take the girls once.
So if you come, if you come down around Christmas time, you'll do that and I'll do that with you guys?
Yeah, I would definitely do it again.
Okay, because I thought the same thing. I thought it would be a one and done because your dad always said that it was a one and done for him.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed like the little concerts, all the little shows. I really, really liked it.
And I think they've also beefed it up in the last couple of years too.
Okay.
They've added more things, more ride overlays, a few different things to do. What's your number one, Bill?
Well, Bill, this would have never happened.
Oh, boy.
Fort Wilderness.
You have such a recency bias.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Anything you do the next week, it's like, that's my favorite thing I've ever done.
That's my favorite restaurant.
Hey, that's good, though. Just having the cart and going around with the decoration.
I'll tell you, because we were talking about it on our walk today.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like at home, like having a cabin and putting a Christmas tree up.
And having Rhodey with you.
And having Rhodey. So it wasn't like you had to worry about him with the pet sitters. You're doing and sitting on the couch and watching a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And going to the parks when we wanted to and not going to the parks. And then the other thing I talked about was, yeah, having the golf cart. And, like, how many people, like, say, let's jump in the car and go check out these neighborhoods? You know, you go through the neighborhoods. Oh, this neighborhood in Cranston has really nice lights. Let's go. Oh, we saw this on the news. Let's go check this out. So to be able to get in a golf cart and just cruise around.
And see the displays.
And see all the different displays at the RV loops.
So that's your favorite thing now. It's going to be you're going to do it every year.
I think it might be once a year. It was a game. Bringing Rhodey is just huge.
Yeah.
You know?
The problem is, though, next year those cabins might be $550 a night.
They're not going to be anywhere near what they were.
that makes it an issue.
But, you know, their slowest time typically is the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
Might not be true with the fort only because people spend sometimes a month there, and December might be their busy time, but. You know, if I can get a good deal,
even early, like
even if it's before, you know, people are going to decorate it. So, I mean, it would be nice to even to spend the Thanksgiving up there.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Going to Publix and getting a turkey, cook the turkey. Wow. They don't have the oven in the convection oven. I don't know how that would come out, but
you could just get you could grill it. Do a little marinated turkey breast. Ooh, throw it on the grill.
You could do a little indirect heat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about a Christmas time at Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought I heard my wife calling me, and she never does that, but it was not. It was a false alarm.
What was it?
Nothing?
Just nothing?
My head. Maybe I'm going crazy.
Uh-oh. How's your taste?
I taste.
Oh, you just said it was good because you had that jelly roll.
Yeah, no, I'm
smells good. Okay?
I smell everything. That's the one thing about you and I doing lots of farts. You always know if you have COVID because you rip one, and you're like, yep. I'm still good.
Yeah, I'm still good.
It like burns the nostrils. You're like, yep, still got the sense of smell going. Like the fort was your number one. You're such a little cheerleader now for the fort.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, Doug and Mike. I'm trying to get in with those guys. Have you noticed they've kind of gone off on their own?
They have their own group chat, I think.
Oh, they have been completely done with us.
Maybe you could borrow their RV or something. You still want the cabin though, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't rough it like that. I think I'm telling you, you would thoroughly enjoy that.
The cabin I would like
around the holidays, put the Christmas tree up, don't you think?
Doing the golf cart, I would love that. Get the girls hop in the golf cart,
put them in the driving. When you saw that picture when I posted that, you were like, "Oh, it is on."
With the GoPro on there. I can't wait. How's that footage?
Oh, I'm going to have to upload it. I just don't know if it was too loud with the wind, but it's
I'll just
pure.
Take the audio out of it. Just do like a music in the background.
And just do a little music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It came out. That thing sticks. Oh, it's so good.
That's awesome.
You like that GoPro, don't you?
It's pretty sweet.
It's so nerdy.
It's very nerdy. Mounted at least on the golf cart, it's not that bad. Like, I'm sure you're not the first person to do that there.
Mm-mm.
Like, if you had it on your dog on the leash, you might have been the first person to do that.
That's going to be real Richard Rhee.
That'll be fun. Anything else we should add here? I don't have a whole
lot. Any honorable mentions or anything?
Well, you want to do that after the break? I have a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it after the break.
We'll do some honorable mentions right after the break.
Okay, Pots.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas.
A cup of kindness that we share with another, a sweet reunion with a friend or a brother.
In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas.
It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring. The ways of love make clear.
It is the season of the spirit. The message here we hear it is make it last all year.
It's in the giving of a gift to another, a pair of mittens that were made by your mother.
It's all the ways that we show love that feel.
All right, we are back from break. Episode 355 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is in the books. We talked about our top five things to do at Christmas at Walt Disney World. And now we have a few honorable mentions to rattle off. The reason a couple of these didn't make my list is because I haven't experienced them in person, so I didn't want to put them on my top five having not done them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know last year they introduced some new Christmas stuff at Animal Kingdom. They had like those like animal puppet kind of things that go around. They like the winter animals and they looked really cool. So that was one of the things that I thought of on my honorable mention. And then the holiday festival at Epcot, like you said, the cookie stroll and some of the different foods, like that's something that definitely I would want to check out. I'm still in for the festivals, especially like the more low key ones.
Yeah,
outside
I've like checked out of those.
Food and Wine's a little too like intense now, but like the art festival one, I still like.
Oh, I love the festival of the arts. Oh, I love that.
But the holiday ones, I'm intrigued by. I want to check that one out. It seems more low key, not as many booths. So
okay.
So that's on my honorable mention. What about you?
I'd say your little Epcot storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know what? It's just something I think I miss them all the time.
So it's not something you have a ton of experience with.
Yeah. Like I've done a few, but it seems like I've always missed one. Or like I've come up on like Germany and it just ends and they're not doing it again for another
couple hours. And then you don't get back there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a classic conundrum with the countries because once you go through, you know, you'll walk around them a couple times over the course of a day, but you're not going to go, all right, the Germany one's at 2:45, and then you got to go all the way back to Canada for, you know, 3:30, and then you have to go to Italy for 4 o'clock. So you can't make all those back and forths. You kind of just go in order and whatever's happening.
Yeah, right.
So it's more organic. You can't really plan your day around going to them. But maybe that's something that we'll have to look into in the future if you can kind of see if you can go in order and catch them all in a timely manner and just see all the.
Because I know that they have them like in the guides.
Yeah, they do put the time at the
entrance. Yeah.
Which I don't usually grab the time guide. I hardly ever do anymore.
And when I do, when I do, it's just the Portuguese one.
Portuguese. But everything's on the app, so you just get so dependent on it. Like, you know, we know where everything is, so it's not like you need the map part. And then as far as, like, the daily guide, you just look in the app, but a lot of that stuff's not in there. Or maybe it is, and you just don't know. Like, it'd be good to grab that, I guess. Especially for that kind of stuff, the storytellers. One of the other things that I did not mention, and I haven't done it, is they put the projections at Hollywood Studios. You did that last year, right? The little fireworks and projections for holiday, the jingle bell, jingle bam, or whatever it was.
Oh, I did that a couple years ago with your dad.
Okay. And I haven't seen that either. Is that any good? Or just okay?
It's okay. I mean, it's fine if you're into parks, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
And don't they do something on the Tower of Terror, too? Like, they do projections on the Tower of Terror?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, so that's little stuff like that that I like, but it's not top five worthy. And then the hotel lobby is definitely my honorable mention. I mean, you got into the reasons for that. But just going around and, like, obviously not anymore, but sitting in the Grand Floridian lobby, getting a hot chocolate and listening to the orchestra, which all of that is not...
I'll tell you what, it was
like miserable. Eerily silent in there when you're.
It's miserable. It's so miserable.
It's just a tree. It's like, get a tree, get your gingerbread, and get out.
Like honestly, there's really no reason to go in there now.
That's sad, isn't it? That was like the lifeblood of that whole resort loop was the Floridian lobby.
I mean, the orchestra. It is what it is. Even if it's like the middle of July. There's something about walking in and just hearing that sound.
Do you think they maybe don't want people congregating in the lobbies? Not just like COVID, like just in general, where too many people that weren't staying there hanging out in the lobby?
See, I don't know. But I mean, first of all, you have to have a dinner reservation to park. So
that's true.
I would think that you would want to drive as many people into a lobby as you can with the how they love to make money.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's kind of
because if you're at the Magic Kingdom, you're not saying, "Oh, let's go to the Grand Floridian lobby just to waste time." You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
you're
going there for 1% that do that, like me and you.
Yeah, but I mean, we're still spending money. Yeah, we might sit in the lobby, but we're still getting a drink or getting a hot chocolate or doing something.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, what you're saying is most people, if they're in Magic Kingdom, they don't say, let's go hang out in the Grand Floridian lobby. But even the ones that do, it may only be 1%.
Oh, right.
People are less than 1%, but they're going because they want to get a drink or they want to, you know, go have dinner at the cafe.
I mean, when we go with your dad, your parents, that's the reason we go to the cafe.
Right.
And we usually get there a half hour before.
Right.
And what do? We get a $30 drink.
Yeah,
and exactly. We sit and we listen to the band, then we go to the cafe.
Yeah, so it's not like you're just sitting there on the couch and sleeping off a hangover like some people, you know.
Yeah, but you still bought Tums from the gift shop.
That's true. I bought yeah. a ball and a water. Dumb. And you bought two breakfasts.
Yeah. I did bring you some. It was quite good. Thank you, Pons.
Yeah. Would I have a waffle?
I don't even know what you got.
I can't imagine what I would have ordered in that state of mind.
Yeah, you didn't even take a bite.
No, I looked at it and I was like, nope. That was not a good day. Thank God I was fine by the time I got to the airport, though. Can you imagine flying in that condition? I'm not a young man anymore. I can't be doing that kind of stuff. That's irresponsible. Yeah,
I totally remember walking down that tunnel.
Yeah.
From the DVC, because we parked in the main lot.
Yeah.
And we're coming from DVC. And I look at you, and you're just white, and you're not saying a word. You're like sweating.
I was sweating.
Yeah. You were sweating, and I said, are you all right? And you're like, I don't know. Like, when somebody says, I don't know, that's not good. That's not good. No, I don't like that's hearing that.
You want to hear, right?
You're right. I don't know. Oh.
I mean, the good news is, though, it was no mystery as to why I wasn't feeling good. We knew that chili cheese dog and like the 14 beers the night before had a lot to do with the way I was feeling.
Correct.
It wasn't like I like came down with something. So there was no mystery to it, which is okay. That's a little bit better.
Right.
You always like to know what's wrong with you. Like if something's wrong, it's good to know what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Be like, why does my back hurt? Oh, because I was raking leaves for 9 hours yesterday. When you wake up and you didn't do anything the day before and your back hurts, you're like, oh, no, why does my back hurt? That's not a good thing. Sucks getting old, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes and no, has its ups and downs.
I don't know. I'm knock on wood. I don't have the ailments of some people.
Oh. No.
I mean, some of these, like, young kids, it's just like they have bad backs and bad this. I'm like, you're 23 years old. Like,
yeah.
I could still play a little tackle football when I was 23.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I could get up.
I was just thinking about that. Do you remember playing tackle football?
Yeah, we'd play in like the street sometimes.
We played in the street. We literally did. If there was a little snow.
Right, yeah.
Like there would be times where somebody would catch one like by the sidewalk and I would push them out of bounds and they would fall. Like it's supposed to be two-hand touch. But every once in a while your buddy would catch one on you. You didn't like it and you'd knock them out. Yeah, you'd knock them down, right? You did that.
Yeah, right into the grass on the curb. Yeah, like if they fall wrong they might scrape their elbow pretty good, but most likely they're going to land on the grass.
I mean, I look at right now if somebody would have tackled me.
Oh,
that would hurt, wouldn't it?
You would break in half. Imagine that.
I can't imagine that. We used to, you know, sometimes go low, you know, grab, you know, by the knees and.
Our only saving grace is that I think we weren't, well, you were a better athlete than I was, but like I was so slow that like I never got enough momentum up to hurt anybody. And like I was never moving fast enough to get myself hurt. If someone came and hit me, I was big enough and slow enough where I could just like absorb the hit.
Okay.
You go down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting blindsided by anybody. Even in those days. But yeah, you'd do that for hours. Hours. And you'd wake up the next day like nothing happened. Not a bruise on you. You'd hop out of bed, do backflips, cartwheels.
We used to play fast pitch tennis ball at Christopher Rhodes right behind my mom's house. And we used to, sometimes you play one-on-one, you know, over the fence, obviously, home run.
Yeah.
Over here, it was a single, over here, a double. I mean, I'd throw 130 pitches with a tennis ball.
All day.
And I was back the next day. I mean, give me the ball. I mean, Skip, give me the ball.
Yeah, you think about that. Now if you play like 27 holes of golf, you need like 2 days off to recuperate.
I do feel it sometimes with golf. But I recuperate the next day. Like sometimes if I played, like I feel it a little bit in my shoulders and like my legs.
Like by the end of the round, you're like, I don't think I could go another 9 holes if I had to.
Sometimes. Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't want to.
Right. But then, the next morning you're ready to go.
Next morning I'm ready to go. So I hope I don't get to that point where I can't play 2 consecutive days because I play 3 now and I feel fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be pretty good. Well, I don't have anything else. Should we should probably wish our listeners a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to put this one out a little early so it comes out Christmas Eve morning.
You're going to put this one out Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah, so people can listen ahead of time if they want, but then it'll still be...
Well, usually we would put this out for like our friends who were driving to Grandma's house, but I hope nobody's going to Grandma's house this year.
No, we're not allowed to drive. Stay in your house. But no, have a good... I hope everyone has a good Christmas, holidays, whatever you celebrate. We do appreciate you hanging out with us for an hour every week and listening to our buffoonery. So thank you for that. And, you know, it's normally my favorite time of the year. I guess it still is. It's just this year sucks overall, but we're getting there.
You like that Thanksgiving through Christmas stretch.
I do. Connecticut,
college football, goes downhill. College basketball, and then it just smokes you in the...
And now I'm like, I've been with 10 months of being miserable, and now I'm just going into the bad season.
Mm-hmm.
You said it all along. When this first thing started, you're like, at least you're going into April. There's light at, like, we didn't know it was going to be 10 months at that point.
Right.
Like, well, at least it'll be summer. Now I'm going into the doldrums. I got nothing to look forward to until I get a needle in the arm.
And then you hope there's no reaction.
Whatever. There is, I'll be on the news. That'll be some good publicity for the podcast. Local podcaster arm falls off after getting vaccine. It's more at 11. No, I'm ready. Whenever they want to give it to me, I'll be there.
Yeah, that'll be another year, I think.
For the vaccine?
No, for like us.
Oh, yeah, maybe. They're saying by April. Who knows? I don't know. I'm an essential worker, Bill. I should be at the front of the line. I never missed a day of work.
Don't even get me going on that.
Now I'll be at the bell. You're healthy. Get out of here. I'm like, okay. Yep. But, you know, AOC and Marco Rubio, whatever his name is, could get it.
Don't even get me going on that. We're talking
about nice Christmas thing. Let's just leave it at that. You know where you can find us at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at WDWBTG, our website, WDWBTG.com. Find us wherever you download your podcasts. Go to our YouTube page, YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You can email us info at wdwbtg.com, Mike at wdwbtg.com, and Gary at wdwbtg.com. Did I forget anything?
Uh-uh.
All right, Merry Christmas to everyone. Christmas. This has been episode number 355 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-C.